The Senate's Transportation and Infrastructure Committee approved a bill that would create a government-owned, government-funded middle-mile broadband network. A bipartisan group of senators on the committee support the bill, but others are pushing back, including one of the state's largest internet providers, Frontier. And now, the private sector's hesitations may be bleeding over into the full chamber. The committee's chairman and lead sponsor of the bill, Senator Chris Walters, explains a middle mile like being a state highway system made up of internet fiber. Internet providers would be able to hook up to that interstate, creating their own off-ramps into rural communities. Construction of the middle mile would be funded by federal grants and possibly a bond. While Walters maintains the proposal won't take any money from the state's budget to complete, industry representatives say lawmakers should be concerned about the cost.
The problem West Virginia faces is in the last mile and actually connecting people's homes.
Kathy Costco is the manager of government and external affairs for Frontier. She says the bill has good intentions, but government dollars could be better spent elsewhere. Costco says there are already 6 middle mile networks in West Virginia, and lawmakers should instead be looking to give companies tax breaks for their work expanding the last mile or the final connection to a customer's home.
We believe that the last mile is the challenge, and it is. It's far more expensive to try to connect people to their homes than it is to connect on the middle mile network.
While many members of the committee voice support for the bill, some other senators still have hesitations, like Senate Majority Leader Mitch Carmichael, who also works for Frontier. Carmichael would like to see a bill that incentivizes the private sector to expand.
I think there may be opportunity to work out a better solution, or at least a compromise solution that really does immediately improve broadband delivery in West Virginia.
The leadership of both chambers has blocked legislation they disagreed with in the past, but Carmichael says that might not be so with the broadband bill.
If there is enough interest within the body that to put the state in the broadband business, then it will certainly come to a vote.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.